Notice the scripture that he uses. This is the stone which is set at naught of you builders, which has become the head of the corner. Now, Simon Peter makes it very clear that the stone is Jesus Christ. On this rock, the Lord Jesus said, I will build my church. What is the rock? The rock is Christ. And here he says, this is the stone. What is the stone? The church? No. Simon Peter? No. The Lord Jesus. Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom ye crucified and God raised from the dead. He's become the head of the corner. This man makes it clear that the resurrection is central to the preaching of the gospel here. And you'll notice now in verse 12, this is a great verse. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Now go back to his birth. You'll call his name Jesus, because he'll save his people from their sins. He's the Savior. It's at the name. And when you accept the name, you accept all that it implies and the person that is involved. When you come to the Lord Jesus Christ, he makes it clear, and I'd like to make it clear, and I'd like to emphasize it. When you come to him, my friend, you come to him for salvation, and that there is none other name under heaven. The law can't save you. Religion can't save you. A ceremony can't save you. That only one, the name of Jesus, and that name of Jesus is the person who came down to this earth called Jesus because he was going to save his people from their sins. And when you and I come in faith to him, why, we are saved. And there's no other place to turn for salvation. Isn't it interesting that in the long history of this world, with all the religions of the world today and all the dogmatism that these religions have, not one of them offers you a sure salvation? I talked to a man. In fact, he married an aunt of mine. He was an uncle by marriage, and he was a preacher in a certain church that believes in baptismal regeneration. You have to be baptized. I asked him the question one day. I said, look, now if I am baptized, as you say, will you assure me, or will that assure me that I'm saved? Will that guarantee my salvation? No, he said he couldn't quite do that. Well, my friend, may I say something to you today? There's none other name under heaven whereby you must be saved, and if you come to him, you're saved. That guarantees your salvation. Now, this is a great message of Simon Peter, and this is a fine note to conclude that message before the Sanhedrin.